This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
So the Cavs have started practice this week. Hard to believe it's less than a month away from the season starting, and this is a totally different feel, obviously, with LeBron James gone. What is kind of the atmosphere right now?
I think there's a certain excitement to some of the other players because, you know, what's life going to be like without LeBron? The only player that would know here what life was like without LeBron is Tristan Thompson. I think, and even from Cavs fans, I've had a lot of, do you think they'll be any good? That's what they, do you think they'll be? I'm like, maybe, might be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the days of the ticket to the NBA Finals is number 23, and all you got to do is, you know, get and sit and coach, and he'll handle what the pilot will take you there.
Right.
Those are long gone.
Yeah.
Kevin Love is back with an extended contract. Who would have thought, by the way, when they, the big three put together Kyrie, LeBron, and Kevin Love, that the first to go would be Kyrie.
Never thought that.
Remember, he was on all in long-term contracts. LeBron would be two, and Kevin would be the one signing the extension.
Stay. Never would have thought that.
That's why part of the appeal for me doing sports all these years and everything is whatever you think, you're going to be wrong at least half the time, if not more, because things just change radically. And that Kevin Love, who's from Oregon, the West Coast, would actually kind of fall in love with playing in Cleveland. He came here because of LeBron. He wanted to win. Then he got his ring, decides he likes to stay.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to watch. How good will he be? Then you have Colin Sexton, a rookie they drafted from Alabama.
Who was great in the summer league.
Yes, he was. And the NBA people are really intrigued to see how good he'll. And the good thing there, they have a veteran, George Hill. They don't have to start Sexton right away. They could bring him off the bench every game. Hmm. And that was one of the ideas that they have, is they did not want to go through a 26-game losing streak and all that stuff that first year without LeBron, just for it. You just pound your fan base and everybody else into the ground. I know Dan Gilbert would love to find a way to make the playoffs without LeBron.
Of course.
But just, even if it's, you get in there and you get swept out in the first round.
Just to make it there.
Yeah. Just to make it there. Because the fact is, when LeBron left the last time, the next 4 years, they had the worst cumulative record in the NBA.
Yeah, totally irrelevant.
Right. Then they came back and they went to the finals 4 straight years.
Yeah.
It's a LeBron-driven franchise. There's one Cavs with LeBron and there's one without. And the Cavs without LeBron really haven't been very good unless you go all the way back. Mm-hmm. To the late 80s, early 90s, which was Mark Price, Brad Daugherty, Larry Nance, whatever. And they never made the finals.
Wow.
They only made the Final Four once.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they kept running into a different 23, Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Now, the good thing for the Cavs is, hey, LeBron's out of the East.
Yeah.
I mean, all these Eastern teams, they're all excited and celebrating.
Right.
Toronto, they could never get past the Cavs. Indiana could never get past the Cavs. Boston couldn't get past the Cavs. Well, they're all sitting there going, well, why not us?
Yeah. And you're either going to have to face LeBron or Golden State, so it's not going to be.
Right, and they'll worry about that later because you get it to the finals.
Right.
They always just like in baseball, get to the World Series and see what happens. Get to the finals and, maybe three guys in the other team get hurt.
Right.
And also, you just don't walk out there, if you're Toronto, and see there's LeBron James. Because there's no way we're going to beat him.
Yeah. You're
and
defeated.
It's the second round. You won all these games, like Toronto last year.
Yeah.
Won more games than anybody else in the Eastern Conference. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Indiana, same thing. Terrific team, all that. Couldn't get by LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see that now they're all going, Boston. Brad Stevens has lost to LeBron, the Boston coach, 3 of the last 4 years.
Right.
He's probably thinking, good, I'm buying a ticket to L.A. I mean, they all were like, L.A., anywhere you want to go, the West, just go away.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the Cavs are probably looking, going, LeBron didn't go to anybody else. I mean, these other teams, they're pretty good, but it's not like they're super scary. You could talk yourself into this. So that's kind of where it's at right now. It's a lot of uncertainty, which is actually good for Cavs fans.
Exactly, because you're not saying doom and gloom, but you're saying not going to be like LeBron days, but it could be watchable, be interesting.
You have Larry Nance Jr. from Revere High. son of the former Cavs star, playing center. And you got Kevin Love. And you have Colin Sexton, and you've got Kyle Korver, and you have a bunch of different guys. Yeah, it's an okay team. Can Ty Lue, the coach, now he always said he was not able to coach the way he wanted to, because when you have LeBron, you have to coach differently, build the team around LeBron.
Right.
Can he actually incorporate this idea of a share the wealth offense and things that he wants to do?
Okay.
He gets his chance.
Could be interesting.
I think it will. I really do, Amanda. So, and of course, maybe we'll be talking in January about another 26-game losing streak, but I don't think so.
No, I don't either. And I guess we'll see what happens. But yeah, I don't see that either. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.